This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Cabinet has given its approval to three new metro rail projects in the country. The projects include Phase 3 of Bangalore Metro, with an estimated cost of 15,611 crore rupees, Thane Integral Ring Metro Rail Project, with a cost of 12,200 crore rupees, and Pune Metro Phase 1 Project, extension towards south from Swargate to Katraj, with a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that at present Metro Rail is operational in 21 cities, whereas it was operational only 5 cities 10 years back.
10 साल पहले मात्र 5 शहरों में अगर इंटरनेशनली हम कंपेयर करें तो आज विश्व में तीसरे स्थान पर ऑलरेडी हम आ गए हैं मेट्रो नेटवर्क की लेंथ में अगर देखें सबसे ज्यादा चाइना फिर यूएस उसके बाद में तीसरा भारत और बहुत जल्दी यूएस को भी ओवरटेक करके सेकंड लार्जेस्ट मेट्रो रेलवे नेटवर्क भारत का होगा बैंगलोर मेट्रो का फेज 3 सैंक्शन हुआ है 15,600 करोड़ रुपीस में.
Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs also gave its approval to the new civil enclaves at Behta in Bihar and Bagdogra in West Bengal. He said as per the approval, new civil enclave at Bagdogra Airport will be developed with a total estimated cost of 1,549 crore rupees. The minister also informed that new civil enclave at Behta will be developed at the cost of 1,413 crore rupees. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit today in virtual format. The theme of the summit is An Empowered Global South for Sustainable Future. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said all Global South countries have been invited to attend the summit. The Global South Summit will act as a platform to expand discussions held in the previous summits on a range of complex challenges that continue to affect the world, such as conflicts, food and energy security crisis, and climate change. At the summit, the countries of the Global South would continue deliberations on challenges, priorities and solutions for the Global South, particularly in the developmental domain. The inaugural session would be at the head of state and government level and will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Indian Medical Association, IMA, has called for a 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against the rape and murder of a woman resident doctor at West Bengal government-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The IMA has called for withdrawal of non-emergency and OPD services today, beginning 6 a.m. The organization is demanding justice for the victim and a central law to protect healthcare workers. Following the call, more medics from public as well as private health facilities joined protests across the country. The IMA has also condemned the vandalism at the Kolkata hospital, where doctors have been protesting since August 9 evening, following the rape and murder of the woman medic. Meanwhile, Union Health Ministry has directed that the head of institution will be responsible for filing an institutional FIR within a maximum of 6 hours in case of violence against doctors. Director General of Health Services, Atul Goyal, has written a letter to the head of the central government hospitals and medical colleges in this regard. BJP leader and former Union Minister Smriti Irani has said that fight for justice will continue for the victim of R.J. Carr case. She was interacting with journalists at a press conference in Kolkata yesterday. Ms. Irani said, "The way the common people of West Bengal are protesting the rape and murder of the doctor is unprecedented and the whole nation will stand by it." She said, "A single person cannot do whatever. Injuries have been found on the body of the doctor and more persons were involved in the crime." She raised questions that why police told the victim's family that it was a suicide and who has given permission to start the renovation work at the hospital after the incident. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet, ACC, has approved multiple high-level appointments across several ministries and departments yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.